Blog Talk Radio. Alright, welcome back everybody. Tuesday night. This is number 504-3308.
Yeah, Jamie, let me mute. Because when you mute me, I can't get back in.
Yeah, but you be putting all that background noise. All right, just mute, leave. Go ahead and mute your mic.
All right. Well, if I fuck up, tell me. I'll straighten it up. All right.
All right.
I'm going to mute.
Well, all right now.
95-5026.
So, Daniel,
what's
Michael.
Up, bro? What's
yeah.
happening?
Same old shit. Same old shit. Nothing. Topic
I
of
the
show.
It's going to be good tonight. I see Mo Jeezy locking in all kind of mother truckers.
Yeah. Yes, sir. That's what you call it this weekend at Atmore. Not that we were having that race, but it's this weekend. One more dragway. Trying to pull it up right now. Man, I got it written down. I just don't have all the stats on it. Who's giving it? It's not Jason. It's another guy. I always pull a race on over there. Shit. Oh, man. Trying to think who that was. Put that race on. Damn it. Oh, shit. I had it wrong. Something on my paperwork. I thought I had it written down. Let's see. Yeah, it is Jason. It is Jason. Jason Sala. Yep. Pull up, see what he got going on. Here it is. Put up a shut up. Nitrous versus Turbo. 5,000 pot. Free entry, 16 car minimum. And no time cost, single turbo. 2275, no W's. Steel all glass, invitational. 10,000. Caller payout. Outlaw Street, last man standing. $1,000 payout. All free entry, I guess. Yeah. Friday and Saturday, November 4th and 5th. Atmore's the place to be this weekend. Yes, sir.
That's what it looks like.
Daniel, how you looking?
I said that's what it looks like. We looking, dog. We looking for that Saturday $100 bill from Riedel. What I'm looking for.
How's your mic open?
All right. Eddie got a tire size on the old steel, all glass?
Don't say. I just say all steel, all glass, invitational. Says invitation only.
Oh, well, there you go. That's it. Invitation.
Yeah, yeah they picked them. Well. Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. Do I bring that Trans Am over there, boy?
Nah, I need some changes. We would have brought the Camaro. Probably bring the Camaro. Oh. We're trying to see if they're going to do something on the street. We was going to go out there last night for the Halloween. You know, usually we do a Halloween thing on the street, but I guess all the little cats that used to do it, which are the younger cats, now they got kids, so everybody had to stay home. And all the older cats, they used to do with kids grown, so we were just riding around looking crazy.
Well, damn. Yeah. We'll say you're going in battle again this weekend. Shit.
Yeah, he even pulled a pistol on a bunch of them.
Yeah, I said, oh, yeah. Fuck around. Get his license provoked. No concealing carry. Keep waving that shit around. Man. But that's about all they got happening. This, I mean, that's pretty much it. I don't think there's nothing. Well, I think Famica having something. But finish line or the bar, one of them. It's all post. But that's about it. I think that's it for the rest of the year. Well, nothing else happening. Hoping somebody has something else. Did they reschedule Flop Race from last week? While the races help promote, I don't know if that's his or not.
I haven't heard anything. But what? When is that winter formal race? Your boy named Johnny Lavelle and them throwing. When is that? Yeah, because they were trying to promote that. They're trying to get motor race somebody out there for that.
Give me 5 minutes right now. Watch, I'll pull it up right now. I think that might be coming up. Let's see. That's this weekend. Well, November 6th, Winter Mayhem.
Okay, good. I know they was trying to get Mo to come out there to that, but he had said he was already going to be at that Mo. So,
that's a Sunday race there. That's a 5.5 hour for us. That's a hike.
Yeah, but
that's a tough race. That's a tough haul on a Sunday. Well, knowing that. Well, hang on, we got a number right here. 225-1900, who we got?
Hey, this is Crystal. Hey, everyone.
Hey, how you doing?
I just wanted to speak out about the races this weekend. That's probably going to get canceled, but there's a back of the track thing at No Problem Saturday night.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, they're doing a back of the track thing, the thing that Nick Rapolo has been doing. So they're doing that, and there's also import face-off at State Capitol on
that
right. kind of thing.
I saw that too. All right. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah, I just wanted to
say that.
Is,
you don't make the hike to have more, you go to the back of the track.
Yeah, that would be fun if there's no rain, you know, for sure. If it doesn't rain out, if the rain, the forecast isn't looking too good, but we'll see, you know, how that changes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's all we can do is just hope for the best.
Yep. I hope they're able to get it off because that's going to be a good little race, those back-of-the-track races.
They've been having a good little turnout to that little back-of-the-track deal.
Yeah, they've been doing pretty good, so.
All right,
I'll go back on mute. Wanted to chime in on that.
All right, thank you, Chris. Appreciate it. Appreciate that. Well, there y'all have. You got to go to Atmo, State Capitol, got the import face-off. And back of the track and no problem. I'm pretty sure that's Saturdays. But, yep. That is.
Import face-off is Sunday.
Sunday is in. Okay, import face-off Sunday. And,
yep.
Well,
and,
you hear both
and then
of
no
them.
Problem, back of the track is Saturday night.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, fellas, there y'all go. Well, that's it. All right, I'm going to send you something. I don't look like a shame.
All right, Jim.
Let's see. That's where chicken getting his cheese, getting his chicken. Shallow stop.
Oh.
Look at the dog here, man. It's crazy.
He told me the last 2 weeks he was going to
call me. What'd you say?
He told me the last 2 weeks he was going to call me about the chickens the next day, and he didn't. So I'm going to stop asking about them because I think somebody buying them from under me that night.
So I don't even want them no more now.
Now, why he call me tomorrow? If I say I don't want him, he call me tomorrow.
Hey, man, I got them chickens. Now I'm good, dog. Got me another one.
Yeah, I got me another one. I got somebody to give me one with two wings and two legs.
Yeah. Let me see.
I know we're getting 5-0-4-50-73.
Who is this? 5073, your mic is hot. Open.
What's up, man? It's all out.
Oh, Elton, I thought I'd not recognize that number. What's happening, Elton?
Oh, no.
Not much.
Wait for 8 o'clock, man. You messing.
Oh, yeah? Oh, shit.
But on a good day, boss, Ali got him a lift going on over there, man.
Who? Ali got him a lift?
Ali, yeah. Well, you say he's about to run a train on somebody, boy.
With what?
Hey, I don't know with what, but, you know, he's about to handle some business.
Oh, shit. Stop giggling, Chuckle.
Yeah, you got a couple of them on there. You got a couple of names on there.
Yeah, what names you posting like, in the group text?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see it?
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna go back and look at it. I know. Let me give this dog a treat. This dog leave me alone. I'm gonna fix your ass right quick. Work for it.
What
are you talking about? Hey, Roddy, can I
ask you a question? Crane got a car straight?
Wait, what'd you say now?
You Crane got a car straight?
No, he got the converter. He got a different converter in it, but he never did redo the fuel stuff. Because he bought some gas in the gas station over there by them. With their brand new pumps and all that. Straight water. I said, bro, you can't win for losing. But I said, all they did was change the pumps. I think they hadn't already got water in the tank.
Yeah, they probably pumped them tank out.
Yeah, he's not far. He just gotta clean it out again. I told him he better hurry up and do it before it corrode everything that's in it. But we went out there with Shady Gritty this weekend.
What?
Yeah,
ready?
Yeah, fucking ready. Ready.
Okay. You don't mind coming on this side of town, huh?
Well, you know what it is. Hey, that's what we made sure it's ready at. We made sure it's ready at the 5, and then we made sure it's ready over there.
Okay. Getting close.
Yes, sir.
What about Coma? How Coma looking?
Oh, Coma down right now. I'm messing with the other car. I haven't even messed with it. I need a longer wheelbase, man. I'm not about to spend no goddamn. I ain't even gonna say what they said they charging for them kind of cages and chassis work. Nah, I ain't spending that.
I know you get your nice ass 10.
Oh yeah, I saw it for them 90 fucking $1,000.
Now you gotta talk to Boom, man. Boom, the SN specialist.
Oh yeah, Boom weld on it and get it right. Boom a weld and everything, man. I see Boom had a welding cap, a welding shield on.
Yeah, what the fuck Boom had a welding cap for? Well,
He's making a new, he's building a new grill.
Say, sit back and watch me work.
Oh, man. I can't stand having to wait to apply power. You can't, people fast nowadays. You can't wait to apply it no more.
Shit. What, y'all riding out to Atmore this weekend?
Yeah. Sure.
Well, yeah.
Damn, man. I'm gonna get a hold of that coma.
No. But look, Elton, let me tell you this though. Coma not going nowhere. Nah. It's gonna be available in a short time, within a month. You'll be able to get that too. You better get that one. It'll still be around. I'm not getting rid of it. No.
You told me kind of sporty like you read it.
Y'all must have missed that part. I said I'm getting close. I must have missed that.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Hey, call me back then. Call me back then now. I just hadn't been messing with you. Just let me know. You can get call me first. I'll probably both of them the same night. That's what I'm kind of trying to do.
Just doing my checklist off, you know, seeing to make sure everybody's straight when I come out. I don't want to hear that.
Do you love the check, huh?
I don't want to hear I'm down. I come out now. Say, you wait till everybody's down and come out and all this shit. I don't want to hear all that.
We're going to do our thing. Well, me and you going to do our thing. I don't know what everybody else is. See, I know we got on the show started. Daniel ain't getting on here talking about goddamn LSU and Alabama or something. I don't know. And then he get off the phone every time.
He got to let
Jamie know his homework.
Yeah. Oh, shit. He done fell off, too.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man.
Well, Danny must be building a monster, boy. He's been crying for a minute.
He about to buy a new
S10. About to buy an S10. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Let's see.
Got a clean-ass paint job on it.
Turnkey?
I don't know.
Well, I know. It's a roller. It's a sale roller on. And if they want 90-some thousand for the roller, imagine what they want for the motor.
Oh, goddamn.
Yeah.
But
if he go buy that truck, I don't even want racing. But I ain't supposed to be fucking with
him. I was just about to say that shit. You can afford to go buy a $90,000 roller. Good Lord, the motor might not be another $90,000. You're going to leave Daniel alone.
Lord, shit. Oh, man. Then tonight, man, we got just 20 callers tonight. Shit. Everybody must be trick-or-treated out, man. Nobody want to. Oh, man. Man, I can't believe we're quiet in here. All right, well, early night tonight, Chip.
What'd you say? You better get your topics. What's your topic?
Sometimes people want to know who's trash.
Trash. Boy, boy.
Yeah, I'll wait till 8 o'clock. I got a question to ask, too, so I'm going to wait till 8 o'clock like Elton.
Uh-oh.
Wait till 8 o'clock. I got a question to ask.
Yeah.
Damn it, man.
Damn.
Yep.
Yeah, like November might be a little hot month, man.
You think?
Man, I don't know if my homeboy listening. Man, what Claiborne on here?
Oh, boy.
Man, that round chicken.
Yo,
I know what you're talking about.
Van went out there. Van ran a little Mississippi car. Got a little win.
Hey, what that is, man? Say somebody say you from La Plata or something.
I think he live out there in La Plata, but I think Van out of Kenner. He been around. He just hadn't been running his car. He just starting to come back out. He's been working on it, they say.
Yeah,
he just come up with it, you know. Well, come back out with it. It was black a long time back. He ran one of my homeboys the night before he went to back some time up. And he did 15, so that tell you how long ago that was.
Damn.
Yeah. Well, Van
ain't
looking bad, huh?
I don't know either. That dude from Mississippi, I don't know how you can pull that one up. from Mississippi?
Yeah. They had a call. They called me and told me. They said, man, old boy down here in La Plata at the truck stop. I said, well, yeah, all right, okay. And I the next thing I know, they were going to have videos. Ooh-wee.
Yeah.
That was a little boy that I was supposed to run for Monem race the first time. That was old Ron.
Oh, yeah.
That was him.
Right. Yeah, he came on a while back. Damn, that boy come down here. He ain't say nothing about you, huh?
I ain't relevant, man. They racing relevant people. I ain't relevant.
Yeah, well, he was talking crazy
to
like
tell you that.
Yeah, I ain't nobody. Yeah.
Yeah, he talking crazy about that dead track, boss. No, he ain't.
You ain't
say nothing about running.
Well, he running on, they say he running on the motor now, and I told him a while back, I ain't never running on no motor, because if I race you and I run on the motor and you run on the motor and I hear something different over there, it sound like you're spreading, I'm going to be mad at myself, and then, you know, it's going to, you know, whatever. So, therefore, to keep confusion down, I'm running on whatever I got to. If I run it on the motor, that's fine. If I don't have the spray, But I'm coming out there ready to spray, regardless of what I do with anybody. I'm fuck that.
Yeah, I ain't playing them games. Don't need you looking under my hood. I don't
want to play here. Not saying that he's spraying, but I'm going to do what I'm going to do over here. You do what you want to do over there. That's on you. If you don't have no spray, that's on you. If you fucking with me and I got spray, you still might, you could possibly win. But you can possibly lose. But don't let that excuse be, well, he has spray, because if I'd have lost to you with my spray, fuck it. But they running on, he running on motor, so that's why him and Van ran. One of Van homeboys told me that he was running on motor. They asked me, his homeboy asked me in all Gulfport for Scooby race about running on the motor. I told him, I'm telling you now, I don't run on the motor. I have the option to spray at any given motherfucking time. And I got a micro switch. Fuck it. So I ain't coming off the floor.
Mm-hmm. Well, you already know my bottom, partner. So it is what it is. All out, baby.
Is it? That's the only way to do it. Mm-hmm. They running on the boys out there running on the motor or whatever they're doing. Hey, I'll go watch them. No power to them. I like that. I'll watch their videos and shit.
Yeah, they had that.
But no, I ain't hanging my motherfucking neck out there like that.
Mm-hmm.
My shit is slow on the motor. It's slow on the nitrous, so I'm going to just spray it and make it look good.
Hmm. Well, my shit, let me kiss this mic. 504-1882, who we got? Hello. All right. Well, I guess you don't want to talk. Unmute you. Try unmuting your mic. All right. Well. Okay.
Man, boy, a little too quiet in here.
Yeah. I'm trying to open his mic. Let me mute him back then. You don't want to talk, I guess. Yes, sir. That's it, eh? You're really quiet, man. Shit. It's 7:30.
Jamie, I'll be on my way. I just got your picture.
Huh? Yeah.
I'll be on my way. I got your picture.
Yeah. We've never had you. Oh, man.
Jimmy, y'all going out there to Admiral?
Yeah, we talking about riding out that shit, man.
Yeah, I'm trying to see. I might have my grandbaby this weekend, so I'm going to go, but I might have to make accommodations to make sure she's comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be a slow ride, pulling with a fucking, you know, RV. You know. I had to leave her. I don't be liking to do that shit.
Yeah.
That's just Saturday, Jamie?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to see you make it out there.
Yep. It'll be good. I know the way Atmore looks like it's been working lately. That'll be some hell of fire racing.
Yeah, boy, northeast, boy.
What?
About all them videos out there in North Carolina and Georgia. Yeah,
that
boy's getting it out there.
Hey, you saw Herb call back, huh? Man, that's one of the cleanest goddamn 69 in the world. Ain't no lie about that. Y'all saw Herb the Ruler car? His new one?
Yeah. That Nova that was clean, didn't it?
Yeah, the Nova was clean.
That time,
the 68 was clean, and now the 69 is bad to the goddamn bone. Man, it don't make no sense, man. When I tell you showroom, front to back, everything, and they go down the track.
Oh, yeah.
You're talking about that iron 69
with the white stripes?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
I guarantee you
that's a $200,000 roll. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you know they all trying to get them cars together, all them bad boys trying to get that stuff together. Because come Baldy race in Orlando, you're going to see them let their
hair
down.
Oh, yeah, that's the one.
That's the one, yeah.
Just December.
The 69 ain't no joke either, that white one.
Yeah, Mario called mad as a motherfucker. Hey, that's the one they were trying to race that day. Mario said, well, I'm going to have to hold up. Let me go and get it right because he going down. Mario got a bad baby too. But he saw, he watched him. Mario try to make two hits and kept breaking loose. And Herb come out there, out the box. Pow! God damn. So they both had one more hit, and they were going to decide if they were going to get it. Herb did it again. Pow! Mario broke loose again, had the pedal. Yeah, I got to get it right. I can't do it with him like that. That thing getting down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be the last race of the year. That'd be one to go to.
Yeah, I thought Jamie was gonna say something to him, but they out his class though with the ones he's running right now. They out his class. Mm-hmm. I think. Oh, what they run? That's them. That, both of them 44s, huh?
Thank you, right.
Mhm. Ain't gonna be. Hopefully, Jamie. Hopefully, that storm stuff don't affect that Orlando race. I mean, people coming from all over the world, but just getting in there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, you gotta leave. Probably be there Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah. All that storm stuff because all the rooms pretty much booked up out there. Because
mm-hmm.
people out there working.
Yep.
That's the bad part. They them boys booking up rooms. Clyde, no, they booking up rooms 2 and 3 hours away from that area. So it's gonna be hard. But but when you over there, man, most of them boys bring their house with them. They got a whole house they riding in. Sheep.
Yeah, December 7th through the 11th. That's when it is.
All right. Well, at least it ain't around the holiday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cheese, where you at? You going to add more cheese? Where you at, cheese?
You on there? Cheese trash. Your mic open, too.
Uh-oh, somebody holler cheese trash. you ratted on the man there.
What?
Nothing. If you ain't here, I ain't here.
Oh, somebody said cheese trash? That's it. Hell, Chad. That little boy is Chad. Oh. Mike Dillon, Chad.
Oh.
I said, what is this dude here?
Everybody's trash.
He had supposed to
ball,
be like,
he got that win.
Did he have a response to Sherrill's call out? Did he respond to Sherrill's call out? Sherrill said you're ready.
No, I don't think he responded to that.
Big Lockett call.
Oh, yeah, I don't think he said anything out. Because when I was out there over there by them, Sherrill, that when Sherrill told me he did, I said, well, shit, huh? I ain't see that one. He said, shit, I said something.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. Yes, sir. Oh, I see a dude here. I didn't give him some Waka Flocka or something. Or Mojo.
You got to know that they got the sativa. You need the sativa. No, not the sativa. That gets you hype. He had that indica, whatever the other one is, the one that makes you sick of ass feel.
Hey, Jamie. Hey. Whatever you give it, it better not be trash.
he gonna expose you if it's trash.
What do you think you're playing? I'm playing for you. Hey, Clyde.
Clyde. Yeah, what's up?
Hey, Clyde. Old Shadow made your friends, one of your friends, flippers. I see, man.
Ooh, ooh.
Yeah. And she come in here taking her, slapping on her butt, and Shadow thinks she's playing. Try to run back after, and I'm laughing. I done got in trouble now.
Clyde, you went back out there, or you still got the balls out there by themselves?
Mm-mm. No, we back.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, our part done.
All right. See, hit it and quit it, and then find out what the next contract is. See.
Hey, watching the news every day.
Oh yeah, what y'all need? Oh, I got you.
All I watch is the weather.
Hey, how they running in there, those, if you've noticed while you was out there, they running into them small dump trailers, like the 10-yard or 12-yard, the hydraulic dump trailers?
Yeah. They was running them. Well, I don't know if they was running them. They had them. Because when we was out there, it was still the early stages. They were still moving people, like from nursing homes and all that stuff. But they had them out there. They had us in a warehouse, dude. This warehouse had 500 vehicles, 20 helicopters, every kind of vehicle. I mean, Hummers, Dualies, Bobcats. It had 500 vehicles in there, and it still looks empty. And they woke us up like 3 in the morning and said, hey, y'all come move y'all vehicles. The fucking warehouse was flooding. Man, we can't wait to lose it out here.
Y'all got, they got a taste of that Katrina. Katrina flooded one area. Mm. 2 days passed, and the water started running the other way. Wait a minute. It's flooding over there. Go move your shit.
Hey, they woke us up. Look, they couldn't go. They just knocked on every fucking room in the hotel. And said, y'all got a vehicle at a warehouse. Y'all need to get over there. Get over there quick.
Yeah, he won't be responsible. He won't have to pay for it.
Yeah, they will move our shit. Yeah, but that gave us another day of doing nothing. Yeah, but they back, though, bro. Them dudes back, and He's looking for another one.
Yes, sir.
Our keys ain't on here tonight. Jesus must have been burning. My dad.
My good friend on here tonight. My good friend Cheese on here.
No. He said he not on. I don't see his number on, so he ain't on. Showing that number.
Mo had a new number.
That might be Mo number. I think this is Mo's new number right here. Or they hung up. Because no Mo had another number he called by yesterday. He told me that was his new number. That might have been it then. Might have been doing something. Yep. Well, I don't see cheese. Where that list at? High Ride? Yeah, I was talking about you and Elton. In that group text, huh?
It's in there. It's a little further up. I think he said he want the Quinn first. Then he wanted Big Lockett, Redmont, and somebody else.
He said that today?
Then Elton, about 2 days ago.
Kendall and Corinne, come get y'all pajamas and stuff. Oh, my bad, y'all.
Daddy daycare.
Got to do this.
Get your asses up in there and get some good sleep.
They be trying to hide the soap and shit. Don't want to take no bath. Be hiding the soap. Every day I got to open up a pack of soap. Put the dog in it.
Oh, man. I don't know. Well, we're going to see. I ain't going to be able to find it. There's a lot of shit up in here. This, man. Yeah. That was Mo that was on. He must have been in a bad area or something. I thought that number looked familiar. Yep. Quiet tonight, fellas. You need chicken on here. Chicken to get this shit stirred up. Anybody got chicken? I'm going to call him in.
Fucking
play. Craig! Well, I'm going a good way. This time I ain't seen nothing. Might have passed it up. Oh, well. Probably nobody tagged. It's time to. Oh, well. Well, I can't find it. I'm hot rod. Ain't no biggie. Well. How are what you cooking tonight?
We know it ain't no chicken.
Yeah, you know that, right? Oh, oh man. Definitely ain't gonna get no chicken. Ah, damn, I'm quiet as shit out here.
Yeah, I think the other person, Jamie, was he's talking about running Earl. He want to run a little killer. That was the fourth person.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was going to ask you that because I know he. He be on them. Earl won't be cutting them slack, boy.
Yeah, no.
But damn.
You know how it be. It's race week, so a lot of them quiet.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, there ain't nobody.
A lot of them quiet because it's race week, and a lot of them quiet because they don't have no damn car and run their mouth. But,
yeah.
You know, life is not a
spectator. Ain't nobody doing no race.
Matter. Yeah, spectators matter.
We got a number right here. 504-5128. Who we got?
What's up? What's up, Jamie? What's up, Hot? Hey, this Big
what
Clark.
What it do, Big Clark? There you go.
Hey, what's up, Big Clark? Hey, man, what is this y'all talking about? I'm lost. I'm trying to find out what this y'all talking about.
Oh,
what?
Ali said he got a list.
Oh.
Ali said he got a list when that truck come out.
So y'all the first one.
Yeah, all right.
You want Big Dugan, so you know what's happening. Just strap up and get it. We'll have turbo.
Hey, but look. They got a mole over there now. They got a mole over there. Chris over there taking notes and videos for Elton. Elton on here too.
Man, ain't no need for that.
Oh, man.
I hold my own.
Chris passed by there the other day, riding slow, as he made that little shake down there. I tried to tell him, come on, bring your ass over here. Come on, you can hang out, man. You ain't got to ride by. Booting up looking like Boys in the Hood movie or something.
Hey, let's talk about for me. Shit, that might be for him. Shit, he down there. He's going to take care of some business when he come back out. So, the Quinn already know.
Oh, Lord.
Randy, y'all got to play for Randy.
Man, listen, man. You know I don't care. You know it is. Whatever me, bro. I don't care.
That's a colonial thing. That's between y'all, you know.
But you gotta do is point and shoot, bro. You know, well, point is, you hope it goes straight.
Man, say, what if you don't hit your target? Well, I got a 12 gauge rabbit shot. I'm hitting something.
Scatter shot, huh?
Oh, yeah. Got rocks on that motherfucker. Cow!
Oh, man, you know DeQuinn don't care. It's fucking with him. You don't care.
Right. It's fucking funny.
You don't care. Yeah, he don't care.
I told you, hey, you wasn't on here last week. We were talking about when the car was overloaded, it was loading up, and it was pumping gas through the top of the carburetor out of the vent. DeQuinn said, hey, I could keep it running if I keep it revved up. I'll go up there running like this. I said, man, you going to catch fire.
Oh man, I don't know.
We're holding that car at about 3,500 RPM. All that gas was pumping in over the top of the carburetor and just kept it running.
I mean, man, you gonna shut the damn car before you kill yourself in
that? That's a backfire. Poof.
Yeah, and that's a wrap. It's over with. Everything gone. Man, shut it down, man.
Yeah, dog. My dog, he don't care. Fuck it. It's fucking to him. He don't care.
You're going to try something.
Spread, Clark. You got 90 glass in here. Me tripping?
Uh-oh.
Hey, them boys over there beefing, eh?
Hey, they be in too. They be cutting up.
My grandchildren went over there the weekend trying to raise mini bikes. They had to cancel that shit. Because them boys over there beefing with each other in Cologne.
Yeah, some shit popped off. Hey, but they caught that motherfucker too.
Yeah, they be tripping out there, man. Them young cats. That's them youngsters, bro. They also want to shoot.
I think that was the first one they caught, though. That was the first one they caught.
Yeah, they been stay on some other shit. I see y'all do it.
I told my grandbabies, man, y'all can't go over there and race them in the bike no more. Because that's going to cause some serious problems. Y'all stay from over there.
I stay out of their way, man. You know? Time for that, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I stay out there with
you. Jamie, how far you to meet it, Jamie? How far you got?
About the same as where I was before. I was trying to shoot for more than racing when they canceled. I was like, well, that gave me a little excuse not to work on the summer.
Yeah. Hey, Jamie, you still going to send me that 107, huh?
Huh?
Yeah, I see you still going to send me that 107?
Who is this?
This Big Claw. You told me you had a 107 turbo to sell? You're trying to go bigger.
You got 94.
Oh, 94?
Yeah.
You got 116. On the front.
That's what you measure. On the front intake.
Nah, they give you the back measurements, too.
What did
you
say?
Back measurements too. So they give you the back measurements too.
Depending on the motor. Too big on a small motor, ain't gonna turn it.
They're gonna have it.
But if it's too big,
too
small or big motor won't breathe. He backslide.
Yes, sir. You gotta know it.
Oh, man.
I'm about to have me an inventory reduction sale here in a little bit.
Oh, shit. I thought Chicken was going to be on here tonight, man. I want to hear this trash list again, man.
Man. Trash.
I want to see you be responding to Lock and Call on me. Bring money.
Lock and called him up?
Lockett told me when I was over there. He said, man, he did the video and said, Big Lockett, trash. I said, uh-oh.
He said Big Lockett was trash?
Yeah, man.
No, he named everybody. K.L. trash, Massville Bar trash. We figured he wasn't going to race nobody, so we didn't pull his car. So we knew not to even say what he did.
I always know my name. He was calling everybody. I always know mine. Yeah. Everybody. He called everybody. He's wild.
Yeah.
He said, y'all text me and tell me who y'all want to say trash. He was cutting up.
Mm-hmm.
He said, don't nobody get mad at me. I'm just repeat what the people text me.
I saw another video. He said he bought the hoodlum, huh?
Man, they sell it.
Yeah, I saw that one too. I saw that video. I said, shit.
He bought the hoodlum. Oh, shit.
He can talk shit to people when he bought the hoodlum.
That bitch will go. That bitch will go.
Let me reset my computer. Somebody's acting crazy. If you're on hold, don't press the one button again. This old thing and acting crazy, man. Let me reboot the, not the, refresh the browser. Right quick. Let's hold on.
It looks like he been having fun, boy. Hey, Clark. That's gonna be how DeQuinn gonna be when he get that first win. Man, he gonna be all in there.
Oh yeah, right.
Man.
Oh man, y'all shouldn't talk no shit. Cause go ahead, 0183.
What up? That's the Quinn, man.
You know what he's trash.
Hey, I ain't Hey, I ain't think he can press the one button because I took both his index fingers off him on that pool table.
Well, you press that one button.
He must have pressed the one button with his thumb.
Mm-hmm.
Big club, hey, you mean you need to quit trash on that table, man?
Oh,
Quinn, you trash on the table?
On the table.
What's the difference?
What table?
Trash and garbage.
What table,
you
Hira?
Recycle garbage. Huh?
What table, Hira? The pool table?
Yeah, man. Shit.
Damn, Quinn, you lost Hira?
Hey, man. Even the trash can get a steak every now and then, bro. Well, just saying, bro.
Hey,
well,
how about
you give me some weight too? What you give me, Hira?
How many? Hey, Jamie, ask him how many times that trash can got a steak.
Oh, well, I'm gonna ask you what you give me. What type of weight you give me?
No, tell him, man.
Give me
tell
a spot.
Tell him how many times that trash can got a steak that night. Tell him.
You got lucky and kicked my ass.
How many times I got lucky?
What you beat me twice? I beat you once.
Man, you know we played full time.
You ain't beat me no three times.
You got one?
Yes, I did.
There ain't no time, pool.
I beat you three times, then you went hide that dude. And he come over and kick everybody in the club.
Boy, that motherfucker kicked everybody up in that motherfucker.
Man, hey, I ain't going to hear that. Well, the little pool hall ain't the club. Man, that dude, man, look at him.
Where
that Marvin
that?
Posey looking motherfucker. That Marvin Posey looking motherfucker kicked ass in that.
Where y'all at, Hira?
Right over there, right across the street from all.
From what?
Oh, by the little dagger shop on Quinn.
Yeah. Hey, they got some nice tables. They got some nice tables in there too.
What they got?
It's the regular. It's the standard. But they brand new.
But now
for
tables, y'all shooting on.
Huh?
Y'all shooting on big tables or them little tables?
Little. Fuck that big table, man.
Calling out. I'm about to say, y'all shooting on big tables. Y'all definitely got to give me some fire. I ain't going to shoot on that.
But I don't even get on no big table, man. That shit, they had you falling over out there, man. I don't play on that shit. You be out there looking like you retarded for real. Well,
boy. I'm gonna mute the Quinn mic since he lost. All that shit he talking.
Or he told me, he said, yeah, I'm gonna catch you again, I'm gonna kick your fucking ass. I'm gonna kick your fucking ass. I said, I know.
Wow.
Man, I don't even shoot no pool or nothing.
Damn. Yeah, you probably good, though.
Quinn, trash.
Yeah, I'm pretty trash. I'm trash on the table. I'm trash.
Damn,
man,
Quinn, you talking who
better
shit to be trash in every division.
Oh.
I couldn't believe that man said Big Lockie was trash, man. I'm sorry, Big.
Oh, yeah, he jumped on Big Lockie. I didn't know he did. And Sherelle showed it to me. I said, whoa. Hey, Sherelle, see that.
Oh, son, he got a nerve. See, he got to answer that one. You know, they going at his top.
Oh, yeah.
He got to answer that one. He got Boom in his ceiling. Boom, so he's going to stick a 5-3 in there and kick his ass.
Man, Boone is crazy. Hey, he got Boone right. That boy said, hey, and then on that, what he say? Oh, man, there ain't nothing but seasoning all in grease. I said, oh,
yeah,
Lord.
His ain't even got no salt pepper. Forgot the salt pepper. He said, he was slowly making the people sick. I said, it's too far.
That boy hit that weed. He said, you know why I'm mad? Because this weed trash.
I'm mad at everybody because this weed trash.
That boy said, that ain't number cheese and all the greens. Getting everybody sick. I said, this dude tripping. Man.
I got lost my lunch, y'all, because I went to lunch. I come back and watched the whole thing. I didn't even,
I was late in some bitch, man, watching that video. I sat in my truck. I said, shit, let me finish watching this. I said, damn. I couldn't bring it in there and have it on speaker. Too many people floating around on the job site. I don't know what he's going to say.
Oh, yeah. Damn, man, I thought
Boom was going to call in. Boom on here. Boom not listening.
Boom might be well.
Tease your mic open. Let me see Boom on here.
Shit, I see that somebody post a race, an old race of Boom and Chicken.
Yeah,
Boom
had
somebody
that.
To get it. Yeah, Boom had somebody to send it to him. He sent it to him.
The video had race one, part one, and part two, huh?
Yeah.
What Chicken had a Fender Camaro? Man, you trying to mention it? Sound like you look like you were shifting it.
Yeah, it was standard, but he didn't have. I think it was third gear he didn't have or second. Chicken was either going from first to third, or he was going first, second, fourth. He was running, he missing a whole gear. That's what he was doing. That's why he said that. He wasn't lying about that. But I mean, you know what your shit doing. If it ain't right, you go out there and get ass whooped.
Right.
Yep.
But yeah,
because
either
one
of you
talking shit
to beat
you with no third gear.
He was either going first, second, fourth, or he was going first, third.
Yeah, because I remember you saying that on that video. But they had no fucking
gear. I was out there that night. They was fucking. I was like, bro, don't run him. If you don't have a gear, he said, it might catch. I'm going to punch the hole, and if it don't go,
might not, though. Let Boom talk him in there and race. Boom said, I got him.
Oh, boy. Boom get that win. He got you.
Mm-hmm. Then he raised his cars, look like, huh?
Huh?
So he raised twice. The first time, he missed again.
He said chicken was telling people he ran him down on the big end.
Mm.
And so they ran it back.
Yeah, because he had no body on the other end. He had no body on the other end.
And nobody was on the big end.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's when we used to go down, bro. We leave there, we go to Haines, go back over there. Almanaster was the spot to go to when the police came on Haines, because we was all on Haines. That's when Haines was the spot.
Yeah, Haines was the best spot. That concrete was better.
Oh, yeah. And then, when they put that new concrete out there and put them grooves in it, you had your about good 3 or 4 passes, and your shit look like that time when Rich Carter had them grooves in the track and tore your shit up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I ain't seen this shit since Haines.
How about you?
Huh?
You was looking for me?
Man, I ain't even going to tell you nothing tomorrow. I'm going to just wait. I'm going to see if you're going to call me tomorrow. You told me the last 2 weeks you're going
to
call me tomorrow.
I already told you I got 12 chickens, bro. You want them?
Look at that. Look.
Cheesy X, how many wings you got with them chickens?
I've been wanting them for 2 weeks.
You got 24 wings or you got 12 wings and 12 chickens?
Oh, Jamie's trying to be slick, huh?
No, I'm just repeating what Hot Rod said.
Somebody called me and said, Hot Rod looking for you on the show. I said, I didn't know what
you
wanted.
Yeah, man, I said, you ain't giving me my chickens 2 weeks. You told me you're going to call me the next day. I said, somebody buying my chickens under the table. I said, so I'm going to stop asking for them.
No, the only person buying me, you already know who that is. They come in the truck.
I know who it is. No, it's two people. It's two people. One of them like to get the eggs, and one of them like to get the chicken soup.
Well, Pete started his own chicken thing. Now he called me. He just started. He the only one used to come always get. He used to buy 4, 5, 6 dozen eggs every time. And he said, "Man, I'm finna start my own chicken.
I need the thing that makes the eggs. That's what I want."
What he did, hatch them?
Well, no. Oh, yeah.
He sell them proto eggs to y'all.
No,
man. He cracked that motherfucker. What read there you say, man, I cracked that egg and the skill in the bitty jump out there.
Yeah,
if you got a roost around there, they're going to be fertile. You just can't put a little shit on them. That's all.
They probably finna stop laying or not.
Say that about your eggs, Chief. He just said that about somebody else.
Oh, no, because Riedel, the other person, he buy a lot of them eggs and stuff. Riedel,
yeah.
About four.
Yeah, remember,
I
got a couple dozen from him before, too.
Oh, no, I didn't say that. But you saying somebody was buying the chickens under the table on you. The only person that buy them other chickens like that is Pete.
I know.
He said he's getting his own chicken coop now. He's buying so many eggs.
Well,
he was coming to the shop. He was bagging that truck up on at the shop, getting them eggs.
You should have sold him some laying hens. You could have probably made some money. Yeah. Sell one of your old, couple of your old hens that are getting tired. Sell them and raise some young ones.
Swap
them out, dog.
Damn, you ain't right.
There you go, girl. Just a good laying hen.
They
you need some young ones
to
put them out.
It's cold. They finna...
One in the morning,
yeah,
one in the evening.
To finish up.
See, now they're going to start like, sitting on them eggs. Going to have some bitty. Well, lay them sitting on them. Keep that heat in that house.
Yeah.
Better,
the ones I got, how they left, they for
drop.
You. I told them all, don't get rid of. I got 12 of them.
Let's get it.
A bunch of biddies. Sell them biddies, then, Cheese. Shit, sell you a bunch of biddies. Yeah.
What?
Hey, all these
goddamn
tars you got,
you
want to bite
and gnaw them all. I already told you, they yours. I just told my uncle, don't sell them to nobody else. They belong to you.
All right. Send me, just call me or text me my number, and we'll meet up.
Come on down to McDeville, dog. Come on. You got a pass, man? Shit.
You know
when
what?
You coming
down? Coming. All right. I'm coming. I'm coming. Nah. I'll show you.
When?
I told him that. Come on.
I'm not going to tell you when.
He has a problem. He don't tell you. He's scared he'll get some. Please, I will get old Sean to pull his ass over. Fuck with him. You know Big Sean Wishner?
Oh, no, I wouldn't hear that. I know Sean. I graduated with Sean. I
big
Sean,
big man,
ain't
Sean. What you doing over here, boy?
Sean, the big man.
I knew not to come here.
Man, we got that one y'all talking about. We got him. He on this side, mate. He ain't getting back.
Yeah, we got him. You got your pass to be in the
You better have a full tank of gas in that motherfucker.
But Sean can hold his thing. Sean would be laughing. You look at Sean, you're prejudging him. And once you talk to him, man, Sean, funny as can be, man.
Oh,
well,
he
shit.
Grew up with the brothers. To me, he was always with us. He always
Sean,
hung out with us.
Sean, wild as can be. Sean crazy. I seen him this morning. He's over here doing crossing guard. Seen him last night. Mm-hmm. His shadow went took a ride.
He's the chief now, huh? He's not the chief,
huh?
He's
what?
The chief?
Is no,
Sean
no.
Chief,
Barney
huh?
The chief. He's a second
oh,
command, lieutenant
Barney
chief.
Still down there? I ain't no Barney still.
Yeah, Barney's going to be
Barney,
into
Barney,
the zone.
Barney and me. Chief over there?
Oh, I know this. Oh, I ain't coming with you.
Yeah, we got bullies like Barney.
Oh, man, you
got
a
hand,
bro.
They only give Barney one bullet.
You don't know who Barney is, man. You don't even know who Barney is.
I know I'm talking about Barney Fife, man.
I know you're talking about.
I know that's what you're talking about.
old dude over here. His dad was the chief and his grandfather was the chief at one time, so.
Y'all got some sleep shit going on. No, man, they ain't ran consecutive, though. They ain't ran consecutive. They ain't never ran consecutive. Grandfather, his daddy ran was the chief, and then Barney worked for the sheriff department over here.
Then when he retired from the sheriff department, he came over here to be a chief. Huh?
One of these little councilmen over here changed his whole name to get in the seat. Can't hide his whole name.
if people had to expose it at the council meeting. Well, I know. Hey, yeah, what happened? They consecutive. They just changed the name on whoever got it.
No, man. We grew up with these people. We know shit, man. Shit. They ain't like over there. You don't know who the hell they are. We grew up with these people. Shit.
Cheese, you got that killer ready or what?
I told you.
I'm on here and Elton on here too now. You remember that?
Whoa. That's like a scratch record. Whoa. Elton. See, now I ain't going to say nothing about Elton because I don't know if he on here. And I don't want the man to think I'm talking bad about him.
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, he was. Yeah, he on here.
I ain't heard the man say nothing, but high ride.
What's
that?
Uh-oh.
What's that?
I can't hear. What did he say?
I said, what's that?
What you say, yo? What's that?
And just chilling.
See, high ride was trying to put a spoon in there. He was trying to stir some spoon up with no chocolate in it, just straight milk.
I just said we was on here, man. That's all I said now.
Oh, okay. All right.
we already spit that stuff out early during the show. Okay, he know what time it is.
Oh, so he trying to get you off his back then? That what it is?
No, earlier he said
crash. Oh, hold on now, what? What he said?
Trash.
Oh no, Chicken said that. Chicken said me though, but Chicken said Madsenville boys. I saw that video.
Yeah.
I had Chicken on some bad. He said he was on some bad shit, but he started talking some shit. That must have been better than what he thought.
Yeah.
He said
the delayed reaction.
Wait. That mother was calling everybody trash. I was like, man,
everybody
you
was
must
trash.
Have some stuff that worked late. He never called Hot Rod though. I ain't never heard him say nothing about Hot Rod, and y'all must be his boy.
No, but listen now. He didn't say me right then, right? But then he did another
uh-huh.
one, and he was talking to the guy who had the call before, and the guy who had the call before said. I tell you what, let me grab a trans break. I'm going to fuck Hot Rod ass up. Because Chicken said, Hot Rod said you was scared of him when you had the call. He said, I'll let that trans break go out. Fuck Hot Rod. So, hey, I ain't saving it. He jumped on me. I said, oh, but fuck it, man. I'm just listening to Chicken having a good old time, man. Man, having fun, man.
Yeah, because I was listening. I was about 30 minutes into it, and all of a sudden I heard him say, Madsenville boy, trash. I said, oh, shit.
Are you dealing?
Whoa.
Wait, hold on. Right now, having so much fun. Boom, all in his feelings. Now, I don't know. Now, Pretty Ricky sounded like he was serious, though, about that.
Hey, he was.
Was that the one standing by his window? He was talking to him by the window?
Yeah.
But this was him. I couldn't say nothing, so I texted him, and I said, tell Pretty Ricky I'll knock his fucking ears off his head, and I got 7 days lockdown for that. They reported me.
You went to Facebook jail?
What? That's why I can't tell y'all.
Oh,
man.
You on house arrest?
Am I? I said, tell Ricky I'll knock his fucking ears off his head. Tell him get in that motherfucker.
Oh.
And that was a wrap. Next thing I know, doo-doo.
You had a big X sign on your picture.
Man, he told me I got 20-something hours. Ain't that a bitch? But it was 7 days ago. It was 7 days ago.
Yeah.
Boy, when that good weed kicked in, boy, Chicken was on a mission, but he wasn't on a mission.
Oh, man.
What?
You ain't lying, boo-boo.
When he
went back in the food.
When he pulled up on Dinky.
Oh, yeah, when he pulled up on Dinky.
Check this out. You heard me? Dinky, little Terrell started saying something. Chicken said, see, little boy, this is between me and your daddy. You heard me?
stay out of the fucking business. I said, boy, chicken.
Oh, he pulled up on Dinky on one of the videos?
Yeah,
yeah.
He pulled up.
Yeah, he pulled up on Dinky.
I'm
going
to
go watch this shit.
Dinky was on a FaceTime with Flop talking shit to Chicken. So Chicken hung up, and they said, oh, he going to hang up. He hung up. Chicken was leaving. Chicken was around the corner from Dinky's shop. Chicken left and went to Dinky's shop. And then put the video
up on him
while he was over there. He jumped out of the truck. What's happening? I pull up on the motherfucker. I said, boy, Chicken, that's your shit.
Hey, didn't he come back? Hey, didn't he come back on? He said, boom, don't you start. He said, I'll make a trip across town. He said, I'll pull up on your ass.
Yeah, drive on
oh, yeah, so
I saw that part. I missed the.
Oh, man. I laughed all day. I must have watched that thing about five,
yeah,
6 miles.
Yeah, he jumped out the truck
ass,
over
though.
There by Dangy.
Oh, yeah, he pulled up on
the truck.
So, Dangy, they going to do it for $3,000. And Dangy was talking about Terrell was talking.
Dang
he was like, hey, Terrell, I'm talking to your daddy. And I say, I just look, boy. I say, oh, man, that man growing too. Yeah, man. Good boy, Chicken. Why,
man? Man, call that man daddy Dusty and Rusty, man.
Oh, when he said that, I said, uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Oh, man.
You said everything.
Wow. Hey,
the best
time.
Daggy
still got
the
Mustang?
Yeah, he got it. It's purple now.
It's purple, yeah.
Oh, he done painted it. Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Didn't he have a purple vet at one time?
No, the vet was white. White vet.
Oh,
yeah,
the
vet was
the
white.
Purple,
right. Yeah, yeah.
I know purple for some reason.
Damn, James.
He
made that man
purple,
paint his car
a
different
purple,
color.
He had the purple Vega, huh, bro?
Yeah, the Vega was.
Well,
purple.
That's what I meant, the Vega, not the. Yeah, with the crawfish on it.
Not the vet.
Yeah,
that's the crawfish.
Yeah, that's
Vega.
What I'm
going
to
go
with.
We let you go with that one. We let you go with the V.
Damn, Jamie, y'all made
like
that man paint his car. That's fucked up.
Hey, y'all can't lie, though. The best one with Chicken was when Boom made his video. He said, look, you need to smoke this good stuff. Boy, Boom's bragging on the LSU, the little container, back and forth. Then Chicken smoking his, then he throw his out. He say, trash. And then all of a sudden, he grabbed a little test tube like, boom. He said, look, you ain't the only one. He said, I got that shit too. Oh, that was some funny shit, man.
Oh, boy. Boy, I said, making LSU some money. It promoting LSU for free.
Boy, what?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, when Chicken grabbed that second kit, though, good night. Y'all can see what y'all want.
He must
have
had some butt pills in that one, boy, because he sure does. He dumped a load on that one.
Trash.
Oh,
man,
see when he started throwing the money and the change and everything out of the fucking console at the camera? I know he's gone.
Oh, yeah.
He tripped. He gone.
Oh, yeah. That was all of it there. That was the second and third kid there.
He was on everything. Right.
Oh, I laugh, goddamn, every time I watch that song, bitch.
Hey, Hot. Hey, Hot. Mm-hmm. Hey, Hot. You ain't seen Turn the Bottle On his face?
Huh?
Huh? You ain't told him to turn the bottle on his Uncle Blue hat off his head? Hey, he needed to stop it. You're like, purge it down. Purge it too high.
Just to turn the bottle on with the nozzle facing his face, man.
About the frostbite itself.
Man, Chicken tripping.
What do he got? He said he bought another car. Did he buy that other car? Somebody got three cars now.
Oh, I don't.
That was the second kid talking. That was
no,
the second kid talking.
I talked to him Saturday.
You say he bought it? Oh, okay.
He put a deposit on the pool again. Now he didn't tell me.
He got,
if it was the whole car or just the bot, like rolling chassis or what, but he said he put a deposit on it. He did tell me that. He said, you're going to see in time, so I just left it like that, you know?
Damn.
But he put a deposit on Hoodlum? The one Gary drives?
Yeah.
Yeah, they sold a motor out there, so he must be buying a roller.
That's what he told me Saturday when I talked to him.
a Friday and a Saturday. I talked to him. It was over the weekend.
Yeah, they sold them out of that car.
Yeah, I knew they sold. Yeah, they sold that. Like I said. Mm-hmm.
So he might be trying to buy the Roller, I guess.
What kind of car is it?
Mustang.
It's a little Mustang.
Mm-hmm. 2,200 like
pounds. Well,
oh,
I mean,
y'all
I
seen
know,
post?
Little...
Jamie, you seen that post with Brent Self put up?
Well, about they ain't let him in the thing? Them 10 sets of tires?
What? Boy, 10 sets of tires. None of the Black Sheep Mafia got picked. He said he got 10 sets of tires. They're going to think of a price and put them for sale tomorrow, him and Adam. I said, son of a bitch. Ain't that a month?
They ain't even invite Kendall Goins.
I've been seeing that. A bunch of people, they ain't pulled
the
plug.
You know they ain't inviting the people that's going out there and can hang with them, though.
No, you know that, no.
They're being smart.
Yeah.
You know? Just like when they came to the pad. But they only pick certain people.
Yep. And Bobby talked.
Don't Mo run this weekend?
Bobby said, who wants some? He's coming whenever.
Yeah, he ain't going on the 28th. He's going to come on the big guy.
No. Bobby's on 28th right now. He posted a picture. Who wants some?
He's going to put 28th and James can come on the pad.
He did. That's what I'm telling you. He made a post today.
Oh, I know. Okay, well, I know that. I didn't. Well, he put 28. Well, shit.
He said it in there. They can get it at either one.
There you go.
Don't Mo got a race this weekend?
Yeah, he racing. Well, he got my locked in Marvin Posey at Atmore. He don't have a race. They race canceled. They going to that Jason Sala race.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking about riding up there.
Yeah.
I'm going to stay neutral in that race.
Yeah, it's going to be a good race, dude.
Wait, Jamie, you say the race canceled at Atmo? What you talking about?
No, the one Mo and Mika was having on the 19th. They canceled
race.
Okay. That race, not the lodging race. No, they racing after 1 hour after the shootout.
Okay.
Time changes this week, so.
Hey, didn't Michael Dillon do that one time, bet $100 on this side and jump to the other side and bet $200 to win or lose his money evenly?
A lot of people do that, man. Bet $100 on both sides. So they keep face with both camps.
Yeah.
You might as well just stay neutral.
He probably did that when I ran Slumdog. He bet on me and on you.
Oh, shit. Oh, man.
Y'all got Mike in his feelings. He don't even come on the show no more.
That motherfucker listening, though. Him and Ali. Like Ali said. Ali come like this. Nobody move. Nobody get hurt. Stay in your lane.
I can't make no noise. I got called killer.
And a call, Ali. I ain't heard from him. He don't come on the show no more either. I ain't heard from him.
Hey, I bet you I can start some shit. I bet you he'll press the one button.
It's after 8 o'clock.
It's after 8. I don't know what time it is.
Hey, I
still say Lockett beats fucking Ambush. Watch him come on. Watch.
Oh, Lord.
Boy, watch that one button go ding, 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 ding.
How you saying, Ira? Oh, my Lord.
Oh, my Lord, my life.
No, what else you be saying? How is that? What you said, them old folks? Didn't I tell you, leave them alone? Leave them alone, man.
I told you, gone. Leave
them
alone. Gone.
Gone. Yes. Gone. Listen, Linda.
Boy, I see.
Yeah, I'm
going to tell Tina. 504-1882.
I think that's Mo.
Uh-oh.
What's going on, fellas?
Yeah.
What's up, Jamie?
What's up, Mo?
Oh, I ain't doing much, man. Just
They were trying to get another race locked in for this weekend, but motherfuckers be pump freaking. I don't know. Motherfuckers be like
that's
motherfuckers.
That's Big Loop, you talking about Big Loop, man?
That's the boys with the car, the real car. They doing the thing for clout, man. Motherfuckers be talking, man.
Well,
who was
that?
Guys out of Mississippi with that car, the real car.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a little slim cat.
Yeah, man. Man, look, all he want to do is talk. He want to type you to death.
Mo, you drawing down on every fucking thing on Mo.
Man, Quinn, motherfucker, it's been a while, though, you know what I'm saying, since we had our shit in order. But motherfucker done forgot when my shit train to go, well, I'm getting up there. I ain't got time to be sitting around talking about what I'm going to do a motherfucking, what I would do a motherfucking, my shit this, my shit that. Man, fuck all that, man. I'm getting up there.
That boy LS Killer said, man, you scaring me. I'm going to wait. I'm saying, ooh.
Man, cuz, that's a race that would have been happening, and we ain't had our shit in order. That man was race ready,
right,
and we always had problems. Every time we go to race the man, you know what I'm saying, you know, we have problems. Cause we know it would have been a good race. And, fuck, now we got, you know, we got that motherfucker together. He tapped out. Here we are. That's what it is, you know what I'm saying? Fuck, that's just like Marvin a bad man. Marvin's been around his big kicking ass and taking names forever. I've been knowing. We've been felt like we had enough to beat Marvin. We just ain't have our shit together to get up there and run Marvin. You know what I'm saying? Now we got our shit together. Now let's see about Marvin.
Fucking right.
Let's see about Marvin. A lot of people, I get it. A lot of people ain't grudge ready. You know what I'm saying? I totally get it. Because if they were groceries, they'll do more two-car shootouts. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people just, they like to go, you know, go to the track and run a shootout. You know what I'm saying? They run for the, you know, the track money. You know what I'm saying? See, me, if I can go make one pass and make 3,000, I can make one pass and make 5,000 instead of making 3-4 passes for fucking 3,000 to 5,000. Shit, yeah, that's simple math to me.
Fucking wrong.
Did you stop all in all?
Yeah?
Hey.
Mo, my nephew called me today. Yeah, my nephew called me today and asked where he going up there. We put a save me a spot. I'm coming right on side of you.
Dr. Kobe, brother.
I'm serious. I'm going to call him back at Dr. Show.
They got all
y'all heard it here first. I'm telling y'all right here. I'm about to fuck the game up in motherfucking Mississippi and Louisiana. I'm going to fuck Marvin up. Anybody don't like that silver motherfucker, see me at the motherfucking trailer. I ain't about to just fuck him up. I'm going to put space on that motherfucker.
More money.
Damn.
Damn, more. I need a few more parts, partner. Shit, I like your attitude.
Mine's
all good now. I need a few more parts.
You're fucking right.
Hey,
yeah.
You left the pride of Georgia, Mississippi. Them motherfuckers believe in Marvin. What'd you say,
Mo? Mo?
What'd you say, huh?
You wonder why they're putting the fucking bells on you, huh? You ain't no cub no more, motherfucker.
Hey, I ain't got none but a little weak ass small block. Hey, the motherfucker, hey, the front cap stay off that motherfucker. That's all. I ain't got all them big turbos and all that shit. Hey. I ain't got no big old billet nuts. I ain't got none but a little old outdated LS. A lot of times, motherfuckers get caught up in the fucking having with the who's have. You don't gotta have all the latest and greatest and the biggest and baddest. You just gotta take what you got and get the best out of it, get the most out of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. That's what I'm doing, getting the best out of it. And I sure ain't got the latest and greatest.
You gotta have these. All right, they came out with some new heads, and this one got the new heads, and I gotta get the new heads. Kind of keep up with the Joneses and all that shit, and that's how you always wind up behind because you never start off the program.
Hey Mo,
what you say, bro?
You gotta, you might for free.
What'd you say, Quinn?
I said, your new best friend. Now you might be getting chicken for free.
Oh,
motherfucker scared of you like dang.
Yeah, I just caught on what you're saying.
I ain't scared of Mo. See, now, I didn't say I was scared of him. See that? You scared of him. You trying to throw Mo on me because I'm going to bust Big Dookie ass. I got some toilet paper for you, motherfucker, Big Dookie.
Tell Waterboy to sit in the corner. Tell him to sit in the corner.
Hey, why don't you come bring that motherfucker out there spit?
Hey, he's trying to get that water injection working on his car. He's been working hard, boy. I swear to God, if they ever get it working, he's going to be a billionaire.
I don't want Big Dookie pulling up on the side of me spitting gas out and blow both of us up. I've seen tops come off before. Fuck that.
You know what? Dang. He got the backup. See what he do? He put half gas and half water. So what happened is, if you have a fire, you just keep it running, and the water coming out, I'm going to put the fire out. Safety precaution, keep the throttle getting stuck.
Why try to throw more on me? Me and Mo going to race.
No,
y'all don't see that, but I'm with Mo right now. I'm going to follow Mo.
Now.
No. Me and Mo always been friends. They just don't know that.
Right.
I told that man the other day when I talked to him. I'm going to put my car together and I'll hit the road with him.
That's the problem. You don't got to be enemies with nobody to race him. I told y'all, I tell y'all this story all the time. We're going to talk about racing. Man, Rat Pack, my family, and motherfucking Rat Pack tore my ass out the frame. Forever when I first got in the racing. Yeah, we were making memories, you know what I'm saying? We go to racetrack, shit. Hey, the only way you're going to get better is to go out there and get your ass whooped.
So Big Dookie get ready for his ass whooping, Big Dookie.
Did Quinn know that? He just got his ass tore up on the pool table by his buddy Hot Rod.
Oh, you want to play you in the pool? You got beat by Hot Rod, too?
Yeah, get my game. I'm waiting on that motherfucker to come back. Hey, Chad kicked my ass. The first time I played Chad, he kicked my ass too. But ask him what happened after that.
Hey, Jamie, I'm going to hit him with that Fred G. Sanford. My arthritis is acting up. I can't shoot no more.
Oh, man.
Mo, what y'all done did chicken over there, man? You must have gave chicken a motor or something, huh, Mo?
Man, I ain't got no man. Chicken motor probably bigger than mine. I ain't got no motor. I got a little bit of motor, so he's saying motor come from me. That ain't saying much.
Oh, yeah, that's saying a lot. If you come out of Silver Bullet, that's saying a lot.
Yeah. I ain't got nothing but a peanut.
You'll hear you speaking in tongues. Oh, no, indeed not. No, we ain't even going
to
start that. Don't
do
that, Mo. Don't start that.
Man, but hey, LS ain't
like
able to conquer a small block board.
That
fucking peanut got motherfuckers at attention. I promise you that.
Well,
I must say my tuna been doing more with less forever. You know what I'm saying? Way back when. When Travis had the little 408, it was whooping ass and kicking, you know what I'm saying? Kicking ass and kicking ass, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, you ain't got to have no big old motor. You got to have all the moving parts got to work together.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'm trying to get the Quinn his crank. I ordered him a gold crank for the old fucking tractor motor he got, but, I mean, fuck. Now James said it's spitting water. Shit.
I'm more to come out of Winnebago, man. You tripping.
Oh, that's yo. I know you need this big old silver crank now, the one you stand on.
I've been putting that bigger motors in them Winnebagos. I thought the biggest they put in there was a 454.
That
big I got.
Damn, he's bigger than 454, fellas. Oh, he's shooting up that 500 cubic inches on him. He's trying to be slick.
No, that's right. They got that 8.1 liter. They got that 496 in him. That's what he got in there. Hey, you, all right, DeQuinn, I see what you're working with now.
Ooh, all right, too. So that must be what it is.
I ain't heard his tuna say nothing. So you must hit it on the nose.
You want some?
Everybody know that little more.
No, I ain't saying nothing because I'm eating chicken I had to buy from them people.
Get the fuck out of here. Boy, you got some shit with you, boy. You come get the motherfucker tomorrow if you want. Nah.
All
right. I'm serious.
All right. I had to put some on the grill. I said, I'm going to cook it every 2 weeks or so. I don't remember cheese be playing with it.
I ain't playing with you, I'm telling you. The last grill day, I told my uncle before I got on the thing, them chickens, don't get rid of them. They fuck somebody.
Yeah. We did that same one from 2 weeks ago. Them motherfuckers going to be full goddamn yard birds.
Oh, no. They didn't went through the machine. I told you that machine, when they come out, they butt naked. Uh-uh. They didn't been dropped through the machine.
All right, James, you hear that, man.
They came down. You can't raise them corners here right now. It's going to get cold, and you need so many weeks. You can't do it, huh?
Only one I knew with corners here that got five fingers on the wing.
Bullshit here. But you steady cooking them, motherfuckers. They must be mother.
Oh, yeah.
You know those special chickens.
Shut your ass up. Cheese chicken got five fingers.
That's that LSU feed. That's that feed we getting from LSU.
Man, LSU gonna fuck all y'all up. Y'all keep fucking with LSU.
And get on chicken list. Trash.
Man, old man.
Call me, say, man, chicken on there calling y'all out too, called y'all trash. I said, nah, you must be mistaken. He ain't talking about us. I pulled that video up. I said, oh, God damn. That mother took took that second hit. Nashville boy.
I just called chicken on the back line to get him on the talk. He's going up and say, your boy in the blue Nova, that Nova that ran the other day, he said, dude in the Nova, call him out. And dude told him, I don't care if he spray or not. That shit slow you got. So they got, I don't think they're doing it this weekend or next weekend.
Whatever dude name is, the one that just
Nova,
beat me down.
Man.
Yeah.
Boy getting it on. I still ain't heard from Claybone since the race.
Yeah. Claybone and turned the ostrich. He done stuck his head in the hole.
Oh, man.
Chicken see putting motherfuckers on notice.
It look like down here, if you can't stand, if you call trash or your car be called trash, don't bring your ass down here. Better win. Well, can't even say that. So they were climbing both of the cars, the win and the lose. I said, man, boy, they hard on the motherfucker.
They fell off, huh?
I don't know. See, I couldn't hear nothing.
Oh, fell off. I heard the queen, somebody putting their head in the hole. Bang.
Yeah, it got quiet. I don't know who else on that. Jamie must have walked away and took the dog for a walk or something.
No.
Yeah, he walking a dog, letting it scratch.
Well, hi, Rod. You ain't going to Atmo this weekend?
Yeah, I'm going. I got my grandbaby, but I'm going.
Okay.
I ain't going to miss it. Yeah. Okay. I'm bring her out there. She be sitting in the fucking thing, and we still do what we do.
Sorry, roll out there for
what? Yeah, I'm about to ask what time y'all roll now.
I'm gonna check with Mo. See what time they going. Mo and probably going Friday or so. But I mean, a good time. What gates open up at what? 12?
Yep.
Yeah,
we're gonna leave Friday, huh? All right. Hey, Marvin. Friday or Saturday?
Saturday. He's thinking he needs to do some testing Friday, so we're gonna do it Saturday. Saturday night.
Okay. Yeah, we're gonna.
I got a call.
Y'all meet up somewhere?
Yeah, that'll work. We'll figure out what time and we meet up.
Yeah.
Yeah. About to bust a move. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's about a 3-hour ride, huh?
Yeah, three hours from you, it's shorter. Y'all in Madisonville, that's shorter.
Yeah, y'all drop off on 12 and come on 2.
Probably about another half an hour for us.
Y'all must be driving motherfucking 50 miles an hour. It take us 2.5 hours to get there with pull of the trailer.
Oh, uh-huh. Boy, it ain't gonna take me no 3 hours. Hell no. Nah.
2.5 hours, 2 hours and 45 minutes at the most.
Well, you know how we be riding.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I be in my big truck. It might take a little.
We usually have Chris. We usually have Chris and me. So about everybody number every third beer, we got to pull over. It don't take long, but we got to get the momentum going again. And take off and get going again. Yeah.
So if I leave here about 11:30 leave here about 10, I ought to be right on time, man.
Oh yeah, you see.
Hey, you'll be all right. You'll be all right because they ain't gonna start the shootout till like 5.
Oh, all right then. Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Gee, better get you a good spot, partner. Hey, you can't be
coming
up till 5 o'clock.
Save me a spot.
Oh
no.
Yeah, you can't be coming up there no 5 over there.
Yeah, no, I ain't coming at no spot. I'm going to come early.
I'm
gonna I like
being
the action. I like
being
called the
spot. You can't say you no spot, man. What you talking about?
Hey, you pull up that spot.
You ain't more. You ain't more money. You ain't more. Mo say he's going to stay in that spot. I'm coming.
All right.
I'm coming.
Hey.
Yeah, you got to get there early. We got to get there early.
Bring your ass at 5 o'clock.
I'm not coming at 5. I just said I'm going to be there early. I'll be wanting to see the cars.
Hey, anybody bring a grill? I'll bring some meat.
Huh?
Anybody bringing a grill? I'll bring some meat.
I'm going to see what's up. I'll let you know. I might bring mine.
Okay. I'm riding in the
grill. That doggone concession stand line be long as fuck, too. So, Edward, we ain't got to worry about going to get us nothing to eat.
Hold on. Boom, building a 2023 model trailer now. Y'all seen that on that video.
He might not be finished. We're going to just say that. Oh, boo-boo. We're going to just say he might not be finished.
Boo-boo. That ain't nothing but season all in Greece.
Man, I'm going to put high blood pressure on mute.
Season all in grease. Ain't no black pepper and salt. Season all in grease.
Yeah.
I said, boy, this dude
here is. High blood pressure.
Man.
Oh, man. That's just... Oh, man.
What do you call a heart attack,
dog? No fucking Christmas card. He ain't getting no Thanksgiving invite. Nothing.
Man. Fuck around, I had to get in between them and be a fight. Oh, man.
What do you call them, hot dogs? Heart attack dogs?
Man, man.
Damn. They ain't never salt and pepper on there. Boom, ain't give nobody but high blood pressure.
I like the best one with that.
My share. I eat my share of it. Show he me two or three of them poke chops and boom every time he got them out there.
I ain't gonna lie, Boom came in handy at golf course, boy. Ooh, shit.
Come on.
Now home in the motherfucking man.
I like that race he threw, that thing, first Louisiana and Mississippi race. I was home, but I survived off Boom that day.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Between the damn pole chops and one of them hamburgers. Chicken and dirt, they be racing almost every night out there, huh?
Yeah, they kind of slowed down this week. I think they got everybody trying to get this stuff together. There's a little shootout that they're trying to do, and then it kind of really just be based off of what everybody's doing. They had them little concerts and stuff last week and the week before. So they really didn't do too much. Yeah. It'd be based off what's going on in the city.
So Danky the paint is a car purple. Still got that same mode in it?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, that was
no shit. I mean, all this time
like, that was a nice little car, man.
That was
a nice little car. I used to like that little Mustang. I mean, it couldn't be the half-breed, but it still was nice.
Oh, man.
It was nice. I really did. That car was nice, bro.
Yeah, it was a badass little car, man.
That little thing
on
my
motor to be pressed.
What'd you say, Boo?
You gonna make him press that one button?
Who? Daddy? No, he ain't chicken gonna come on here. I ain't worried about
that. Look at here.
Man, you gonna make chicken come on here? You gonna press that button?
Oh, man.
Chicken drove up like a drive-by. Mm-hmm. I'm right, Chuck.
Man,
what that was? I said, damn.
I told him I pull up. I don't do that fucking goddamn internet shit. What's up?
Yeah, I pull up on him.
Get them boys out there tripping.
Hmm. He must make some good money on them chickens. He got two on because he said he had to go take care of it. He must make some good money on them chickens, huh?
That's his thing. That's his thing, though. He always
them boys around here got some chickens like that.
Yeah, that's all he ever meant with. That's what he do.
I seen a lady today on there had one. That chicken, like it was like a blue pit, but it was a blue chicken. It had polka dots in it, but it looked blue. I said, damn, what kind of chicken? Yeah. She didn't mix breed. That joker was something to make it come out like that. I was like, man, that lady's probably making money off them chickens looking like that.
Hmm. Well, they got them, though.
I never seen one of them roosters look like that. It's like y'all was talking that time before about a black chicken. Man, go try to buy a black chicken, a black rooster, and see how much it costs you. I laughed at y'all about that. I went and looked them up. Man, go try to buy a black rooster and see what it's going to cost you. I said, damn.
Some people get them
with a black rooster and a black rooster and a black hen. And he had like a top fade on it. I said, mm.
Boy, it was a high
top
fade. Oh, that the kitten
played
at Kwame.
I said, these chickens must be high dollars to be all dressed up like this.
It'll fuck you up, though, but the meat the same color. same color.
Now, y'all was saying, I'm going to go buy a black chicken just because they were talking shit. Man, I went to looking for him. Nah, that black chicken stayed right where his ass at.
Oh, yeah. You got to want it. You got to want that motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. Them black chickens cost more than regular hens do, them regular old brown and red hens. Them black ones cost that money. And that more little black egg. I said, man, that shit nobody probably wants.
Oh, motherfucker.
Fucking black egg. I said, no, fuck that. I ain't going that route.
Hey, the problem going to be you try to scramble that motherfucker in the skillet and that motherfucker turn black. Hey, I don't know.
Nah, fuck that. I'm gonna leave that black motherfucker right where he at.
Oh,
yeah, Pete don't call me no more. Last time Pete called me, he said, man, I'm building a chicken coop or I'm buying one. How many hens, how many roosters I need? I said, you just need one rooster, bro. And that one rooster take care of about 10 hens. That's all you need. Otherwise, you're going to be fighting all the time. Them roosters going to be fighting all the time. But we had one, we had to put a two-by-four on that rooster. He thought he was batting everything in the yard that moved, including us.
Yeah.
He would let you get in that pen and shut that door. As soon as you shut that door, so he all right today. That's when he started acting a donkey. Yeah, put that two-by-four on him then. Because he's coming after you once you shut that door. Oh, it's locked now. I got his ass now.
Got him trapped in here. Got him.
God, you think I'm bullshitting? This rooster, know how we got him? He was chasing dogs up there Covington. He said, man, we got a rooster up there chasing dogs up.
So y'all took that rooster and think out y'all going to tame it?
Man, a man came here and said, look, you can get him, you can have him. He went in that pen. I went and got me a chance of popcorn. I said, watch this show here. He said, I don't know. I want to take that rooster. I said, oh, no, you got to get him now, partner. You in there with him. He finally caught him. I don't know if he's dead by now, but he finally caught him. No more ghetto chickens around here. They're from the hood. They stand in the hood. I should have knew something like walking all up and down up 20. That's the hood.
You hear me, too?
I mean, this chicken, they like walking up and down the street. I said, man, I got that chicken walking on the street. And they say, man, y'all got to come get him. He chasing dogs, people, kids. That was a badass chicken. And he started chasing the people on Sunday when they couldn't go to church. They said, nope, got to come get them. Yeah. So if he come at you, just let him know you ain't scared. Man, that chicken, cause that shit they get. I always going to have to go get him.
He was screaming, holler. I said, you got to punch him off you. We'll wear his ass out.
So you gotta punch him
never going
today.
Back in there again.
And then the mother was big, too, bro. That chicken was probably about a good 30-pound chicken or better.
Oh,
one
yeah,
of them big
yeah,
red
ones. Oh, we'd have, oh, yeah, he'd have been the first chicken for Thanksgiving ever.
I told my uncle from now on, somebody called and said they got a chicken coming out the hood. That chicken staying there. No more hood chickens around here.
Ain't nothing a 22 long.
He was beating all the roosters up and killed two of the other roosters. I said, man, this bad boy here.
Yeah, that motherfucker 35. That bitch big as a turkey, man.
Oh, I'm telling
bigger than a 30.
Hot. It was that joker was big, bro. I was like, because when they say he was running off dogs, I said, man, that chicken can't be that big. When I saw him, I was like, God damn. The hell they feeding that chicken? He must be turning for garbage cans and everything. Well, he was so big.
That motherfucker eat meat. That motherfucker.
I should have made a video of that motherfucker. I'm telling you, he would sit all the way to the back of the pen. You walk in there, he start throwing that corn, all the rest of them in, he'll wait. Never would move. You shut that door. Got your ass now. Nah. You come out of that room. Stay at you.
Man.
I put a 2x4 on him. I said, man, I'm going to kill him.
Have you been having chicken that night? Chicken at night.
Well, Morgan said, don't kill him, man. He's going to be all right. I said, I ain't going in there no more either. If I go in there again, he jump on me again, I'm definitely going to kill him. You know, you from the side of the lake, you know how your grandmother taught you how to kill them chickens? Ring that motherfucking neck.
You got to get it. You got to catch them first.
Oh, I'm going to catch them, hot. I'm going to catch them. I didn't say what I'm going to catch them with, but I'm going to catch them.
The average one going to run. Everyone going to run. He going to go left and right, left and right, left and right. Then he going to try to go between your legs. That's when you catch him.
What?
You catch him when he get home, when he's trying to go through. That's when you catch him.
I'm going to send you the video of what them people be trying to, when them chickens be chasing them people. I don't know if you ever saw that one. Oh, my God, bro. It's so funny, bro. I remember them chickens when I was like that, when I was little. Them chickens used to be rough on us like that, man.
Fighting
chickens too.
They tear your ass up. They get to jumping up and clapping. Tear your face up.
Fuck with them bitties. Man, what's up with Darius, man? I ain't heard nothing. What y'all did? Ran my boy off?
I think it's sugar cane season, so he's been working.
Oh, you running his truck. All right.
Yeah.
Running the truck, yeah. They on the sugar cane. Yeah, they stay busy there. That's harvest and sugar cane.
They're cutting that cane right now.
You used to be able to go down there and pick all that sugar cane up off the road if you wanted some.
Shit. That motherfucker got motion detectors and everything. Now, you used to be able to walk off in the field and grab you one stalk. And go on to your house. Yeah, you walk in that field now. Shit go lighting up. Trucks pulling up. What the fuck? It's private property. All
right. See, the mosquitoes will tote you out that mud. They got them damn yard dogs, them damn mosquitoes. They'll tote you out of here.
Yeah.
I went. Was at Indian Trace by J.J. McCluskey house. Man, they got dark. Man, the mosquitoes ran like the killers back there. I said, man, I got to go. I got to get from back here. And I seen a lady walking with a baby. I said, man, them mosquitoes going to kill her and that baby before they make it back home. They was bad. I thought no problem mosquitoes was bad, but they was bad back there, boy. Ooh, they was bad.
Yeah.
Well, hi, Ron. You ain't bringing a truck. You just bringing the grill then, huh?
Yeah, probably. No, I might bring the Camaro.
Camaro?
I trans down. I bring the Camaro. I might bring Shady Grady.
What car are you talking about now? Shady Grady.
B. Brown car.
Oh, B. Brown, okay. I said, you done got another car, too? I already heard you already got another car.
No. I was making me miss a chance, put some shit on there and fix some wires on it for him and try it out. All right, so. Been trying to run it for the last 3 days, 4 days. We was able to make it a little bit on it, but that was it. But
yeah, my nephew called me yesterday and said, oh, let's ride up there.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing going on, so I'm going to wild out. I'm serious. I'm going. I ain't got no honeydews. I ain't got nothing else going on, so I'm going. But that was an invite, right?
What?
That Ray's Monroe guy, that's just an invite raise, though, huh?
The invite for the 10,000.
Yeah.
It's an invite for what?
I'll steal all glasses, 10,000. That's the invite part. But there's a small tire race.
Yeah, because I heard Mo say you got to be invited to it. That's what I thought I was saying. I
no,
say it was an invite. Man, I seen a picture of Tony Bond. He picked up another car. He must be coming back for Mo. He's trying to slip one of them big motors into one of them cars, though. That's what he's trying to do. He had a picture talking about just picked this one up. It was a red-looking Camaro, like Jimmy
man.
Marshall's car.
I'm convinced Tony Bond is a doggone walking slot machine.
Come on now.
Anytime that man called me back out for Mike Hill race, I'm convinced that man is a walking slot machine. Because if he was right there, he had a front row seat. He should have noticed to leave me the fuck alone with that car.
Oh, he even called you back out?
Yep, coming back out for Mike Hill race. We ain't gonna make it Mike Hill race. He's going to Admiral.
That's right, Mike Hill race
this
weekend too, huh?
This weekend.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
It was one for Admiral. Me already committing to going to Admiral shit. I sure would have went to Mike Hill race.
Where's that, the house hook?
Nah, SGMP.
Okay.
You didn't put a stain on his record now, Mo, so he know he's going to come back for you again.
Man, that was ugly. I'm glad they ain't had no big end video of that race.
Oh, man. Oh, shit.
I'm surprised Trigger Man and them ain't come at you, too. They must not have been there, huh?
No, they're the small block race in South Carolina.
And I know Dog's been talking your name, so your name ringing over there for sure, nah.
I'm going over there next year. We're going to go make the small block nitrous, that big old small block nitrous race. We're going to go next year. We're going to go with my car and Shield car.
Where are they holding it? In Montgomery? Or is it going to be in North Carolina?
South Carolina. I don't have to look.
South Carolina. I said North Carolina, South Carolina.
Yeah, we're going to run. All right, both our cars fit the B-League. That's what they call it, the B-League. The A-League for them big bull space lockup transmission motherfuckers.
Damn.
Yeah, we ain't got one of them type of cars. We got inline valve, stock bull space, no lockup.
When is Loki going this weekend? I need to check with them. They might be going. I'm going on mute, man.
Yeah, you going on mute?
Yeah, I'm gonna catch up with High Rod tomorrow. I got his stuff put to the side, so
call me. Let me know when he's coming, please. I'll be on the lookout. Yep. Well, that's it. Somebody quiet, man.
Jim, did you finish with that pro charger yet?
Oh, man, I'm about to have an inventory reduction sale, though. Got turbos for sale. All kind of shit for sale.
Boy, you seen Daddy Dave's new piece? That fucking
Audi? Mm-hmm. Like one of them, yeah, like a new Mach Mustang or something, huh?
He built on Audi, orange car, like a Lexus. Or, that's an Audi.
Mm-hmm, yeah, Audi.
Audi, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, he got that Stevenson motor from up there on the East Coast, Extreme Racing Engines. That dude just went, like, on big time. I think he went 349 or 355 or something the other day testing. Ooh. He got one of his motors in his car.
Yeah.
Boy, you seen all that shit going on when Lizzie beat Kai back to back? Boy, that fucking stirred up a ruckus. They still talking about that. That was crazy, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I tell you, he surprised them all, and them boys got their shit together. Fucking Odom and Jim Howe, them boys, the second half of the season, boy, them boys stepped their shit up tremendously.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then Kai jumped back in his old car to try to do some damage to the new car, and his other black one couldn't cut the mustard.
Damn. Wow. Yeah, it wound up being a little coming down to the end.
Boy, Gulfport going to be, I know y'all don't pay much attention to it, but boy, for the for bracket racing and big money, if my bracket racing, boy, Galen and Britt Cummins, boy, they're about to fucking turn the game around over there at Gulfport.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, they fixed all them fucking lights, boy. Y'all seen that shit last week? The lights, the fucking, they got a fucking jet dry they went bought. And I said, God damn. Then they're supposed to be putting cement walls on it and all.
Huh?
What they did, bought the track?
Yeah.
Yeah, they signed a 5-year lease.
So they're putting cement walls on it?
Are they talking about it? I mean, nothing's in stone, but, you know, it, everything's going to take time, but I think it was a 4 or 5 year deal.
Wow.
It took over. Wow.
Damn.
Yes, sir.
They need to, man. Gulfport long overdue.
Yep. Well, that was good. Shit.
It's only get some action down there now, man. They see where that action coming from now.
Yep.
Time's changing. That bracket raising ain't always cracked up to be no more.
There's bracket races that's taking the track over.
So they're going to contend that's going to be the ammo, the bracket racing?
Well, they're going to bracket it. The dude said they're going to be open to everything. They know not one style of racing can support a track and keep the doors open.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm talking about.
No, they're going to do everything. No, they're going to do everything.
No, they're still going to do everything.
I'm just saying, though. You know, bracket racing ain't just where it's at. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, he said that. He said, I think Scooby already got 3 dates.
Mm-hmm. Scooby bringing that action over there.
Three or four already playing for next year. Scooby joined up with them and all. So they have the best of both worlds right there.
Yeah, you got, you got to have everything. You got to be
limbo.
Open-minded and diverse, would you think? You got to be, because, I mean, some people like it all. Some people don't care for it. You know, some people don't care for the no time. They want to see time. Some people just don't care for bragging race. Some people like to like it all, so.
Yeah,
that'll be good,
on,
man.
Gary made that shit over that Evendale, that fucking 570 or 580 index. Man, they got more cars go over there compared to, let's say, a regular bracket race. Let's just say at Stakeout, say you might have, you know, 20 cars show up to the bracket race. You go over there for that index. I talked to my partner in Texas. He said a couple, it's probably been a month or so since I talked to him. The last race they had almost 30-something cars showed up for a fucking 580 index, guaranteeing fucking $4,000.
Mm-hmm.
It just, you know, it's like everybody's cup of tea. You know, sometimes you like your tea hot, and sometimes you like it cold. You know, just whatever.
You're right.
Yeah, they get golf posts straight up. That was my stomping ground a long time ago. That's a hop, skip, and a jump to get the golf post.
The golf post right there.
Right there, yeah. They get that track on point, man. Shit, that's going to be the shit there.
Mm-hmm. And it opened everything.
That was the first place I was fucking 18 years old. I went my, shit, I might have been 16 years old. Fuck, I don't remember. I just had my license. I had my dad and another guy built a 440 hydraulic motor. Fuck, I had a hydraulic cam in it. And a fucking 3,000-pound Chevelle, that big motherfucker back then, went 1060s on a 9-inch tire with 411 gears in the rear. And I'll never forget that. I said, look at y'all. You can feel the car dancing. That's when the sand was bad over there at the track, you know. This was fucking coon ages ago, like they say. Because I'm fucking 50 years old, so fuck, that was long fucking time ago.
Oh, for my first track, I was beating up on everybody. I learned how to beat up on people at the track.
How you see you was plucking them, huh?
I was plucking them, shit, sending them home left and right, boy. I'm drafting you to be mad with me. Yeah, one gave
who's
me a finger one time.
Who's that woman? I can't think of her name. But it's all good. Well, I'm going to turn y'all loose, fellas. I got fucking four record calls lined up in the morning for 6 o'clock. I got to hit the road running, so we're going to put it on y'all
you go.
Later.
All right. We ain't going to be much longer if everybody keep quiet, shit.
All right, fellas. Yeah. Top of the night.
You know, man, I got some bunch of shit to take care of tomorrow myself. Yep.
Chicken got everybody skate on here, man. Nobody wants. Won't be
trash. 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 Boss, you're stupid.
Yeah, Chicken, come on and see it. Hot Rod, trash.
Hey.
Partner, trash.
Hey. Hey.
Oh, shit. Yep. Hmm. Yeah.
What's up, Jim? You told me you wait for 8 o'clock. It's after 9.
All right, thanks. I said I was asking. I wanted to see if Chicken replied to Riddell's call-out. I mean, to Sherelle's call-out. That was a domestic thing I had.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you did that.
You say Chicken called out. James.
He called out Lockett. Well, no, he said trash. He said Lockett trash, and Lockett called out Chicken. With big money.
Oh, okay. That's Hot
chicken,
Rod in the morning.
Hey, look, Chicken call out Big Lockett. Chicken told Big Lockett, and when you get that transmission, you know, come see me. So
I tag
Lockett and Sherelle in it, and that's when Sherelle got little Darius to make a post and tell Chicken got the back.
Damn. Nobody got nothing else to say. We'll shut it down. We'll see y'all at Atmo this weekend. You might give us a race report. Went on.
One more thing, Jamie.
You going to Atmo, Jamie?
Yeah. We talked about going. I got some stuff to do, but I'm going to try to get away. I'm trying to get out early tomorrow. Just knock this little house out right quick. Now, if I get these other pieces I'm waiting for, I'm gonna get my money. Anyway, I'm gonna finish my job and get paid. Well, told me the shit was in there, wasn't in. But I got a bunch of shit out. But if not, I ain't worried. What'd you say, Alvin?
So I ain't saying nothing. Go ahead.
No, did you say you had one more thing?
No, I'm good.
No. Oh. All right, then. Well, I'll see y'all out there. Yeah, we might roll out about 12, 1 o'clock Saturday. Well, might leave early. If I can find that 3 and some hour ride, I might leave a little early in that shit.
That's going to be a quick ride.
We might leave about 9 o'clock. Shit, get up there for about 12,
yeah,
1.
You're going to be parked way in the back somewhere in a field, a car field.
I was all right. I got a golf cart, dog. Right, is why I bring that golf cart. Got that handicap tag, too. Give me handicap accessible. Well, I pop to ride with me. Never leave home without my VIP parking ticket.
I'm like you, James.
Cruising the coast, and we need the truck. Put the tag in the truck park. Pull up in the handicap spot. Shit. Oh, this pops with me, man. I got VIP parking. Yeah, I see y'all. All right, then. Well, get out of here. See y'all next week. We went down, and I don't think you see what else. Hopefully another little race pop up toward the end. But, all right, fellas. I know they got another one coming up after the 19th, I think the 24th and 25th, but they also got that big no-prep race at US 90. So. And so Atmore and US 90 going to have something that weekend. Well, Mobile Dragway. All right, well, we'll holler.
Yeah, we're going to US 90, bro.
Yeah. Huh?
It's not about US 90 track. That's another track you can slide through.
Yeah, that one's coming around. You know, Brian Turnick is helping them get some stuff going. But you used to run it back in the day. So, but yeah, they invested some money in that track. So.
Mm-hmm.
And that's right there. That ain't but an hour, about an hour and 50 minutes, you know?
Yeah.
You know, for us, just cruising, you know, not doing no stupid driving, no crazy driving. We doing 70, 75, about an hour and 40, 45 maybe.
Yeah.
But, all right. Okay. Well, see y'all next week, fellas. Go home with some stuff. All right.
All right.